Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is May the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Chronicles, chapters 34 to 36. It's time to take a stand and truly follow Jesus. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 34 verses 31 and 32 like this. Then the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this book. And he made all who were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin take a stand. So all the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. Josiah was only 8 years old when he became the king of Judah. Not only did he do right in the sight of God, he also sought to obey all the commandments of God with all his heart. When he heard from the book of the law what God required from his people, he humbled himself and wept before God, since his heart was tender. In order to get everyone involved and committed in serving God, Josiah sent and gathered all the elders residing in Judah and Jerusalem, as well as the priests, Levites, and all the people together in the house of God. To address his people, King Josiah stood by a pillar, which was the official location from which a king made his authoritative declarations. Then he personally read out all the words of the covenant for everyone to hear. After the reading was completed, Josiah stood in his place and made a personal covenant to follow God and obey all of God's commandments written in the book of the law, and took a public stand. He then made all the people to join him in this public renewal of God's relationship with them. After all, the result of Bible knowledge ought to be obedience and service, a living commitment to the God of the Word. Very few of the kings of Judah promised to follow God as Josiah, who modeled an earnest attempt to honor God. After David, only Joash, Hezekiah, and Josiah made such public commitments. They stand head and shoulders above the other kings of Judah and Israel. In this day and age of political correctness and watered down Christianity, it is time for God's people to take a stand and follow Jesus, like Josiah followed God in his time. This requires a lot of courage and sacrifice to take a stand against the tide of public opinion that seeks an easier route of compromise and tolerance. As evangelist David O. Nunn had once remarked, the church has become so worldly and the world has become so churchy that it has become impossible to distinguish one from the other. God requires from us to take a stand of no compromise as it relates to areas of personal holiness, biblical adherence, and doctrinal integrity. Let us stand firm in our beliefs and be hot with our personal commitment to follow Christ. Otherwise, we will face the consequences of inaction one day. We read in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verses 14 to 16 like this. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.